من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له وله أجر كريم.
Who is it that will give Allah a beautiful loan? A loan that Allah will repay after increasing it many times and grant him a generous reward. And grant him a generous reward.
This is indicative of God's beneficence and munificence in dealing with people. A person who spends out of his wealth in God's cause, in fact, spends out of what God Himself has provided. Nevertheless, God treats this expense as a loan that He has given to God, provided He does so with sincerity. God makes two promises in the regard to the loan so given to Him. First, that He will repay them after increasing them several fold. Second, that over and above that, such people will receive an excellent reward from Him.
يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
On that day, you will see believing men and women that their light will be running before them, and on their right hands they will be told, "A good tiding to you today. There shall be gardens beneath which rivers flow. Therein they shall abide. That indeed is the great triumph." And on their right hands they will be told,
"This might give rise to a query, namely, that while one can understand the meaning of the light of the believers running before them, but what is meant by saying that this light will be running on their right hands, does this imply that there will be darkness in their left hands? The fact, however, is that if a person is walking with a light in his right hand, his left side will also be lit up. This, despite the fact that the light is only in his right hand."
يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابُ.
On that day, the hypocrites, both men and women, shall say to the believers, "Look at us, that we may extract some light from your light." They will be told, "Go back and seek light for yourselves elsewhere." Then a wall shall be erected between them with a door in it. On the inside of it there will be mercy, and on the outside of it there will be chastisement.
يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُنْ مَعَكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور.
The hypocrites will call out to the believers, "Were we not with you?" The believers will reply, "Yes, but you allowed yourselves to succumb to temptations, and you wavered, and you remained in doubt, and false expectations deluded you until Allah's command came to pass, and the deluder deluded you concerning Allah."
فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
So no ransom shall be accepted from you today, nor from those who disbelieved. You are destined for the fire. That will be your guardian, and that indeed is a grievous destination.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ.
Is the time not come that the hearts of the believers should be humbled to Allah's remembrance and to the truth that He has revealed, and that they should not be like those who were vouchsafed the book, and then a long time elapsed so that their hearts were hardened? A great many of them are now evildoers. Is the time not come that the hearts of the believers should be humbled to Allah's remembrance?
The word believers here does not embrace all Muslims. It refers here only to those who had become a part of the Prophet's community after their verbal declaration of faith, although their hearts were devoid of any true identification with and sympathy for Islam.
اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
Know well that Allah revives the earth after it becomes lifeless. We have clearly shown our signs to you. Perchance you will use your reason. Know well that Allah revives the earth after it becomes lifeless.
The context in which this statement is made needs to be fully grasped. At several places in the Quran, prophethood and revelation of the book are likened to rainfall. This because the effect produced by them for humanity is similar to the effect of rainfall on the soil. Rainfall causes fertile soil to bloom and blossom. On the contrary, a tract of barren land remains barren even after rainfall.
إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ.
Verily, those who give alms, be they men or women, and give Allah a beautiful loan, shall be repaid after increasing it many times, and there shall be a generous reward. Verily, those who give alms, be they men or women.
Sadaqah, in Islamic parlance, signifies whatever is given in charity with sincerity and with the intent to please God. It is required that this be done without flaunting it and without impressing upon its recipients that it was given to them as a favor.
والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
In Allah's sight, only those who truly believe in Allah and His messengers are utterly truthful and true bearers of witness for the sake of Allah. For them is their reward and their light. As for those who gave the lie to our signs, they are the people of hell. Only those who truly believe in Allah and His messengers are utterly truthful.
Siddiq, the most truthful, is the intensive form of Sadiq, the truthful. It denotes a truthful person who is free from every taint of falsehood, a person who never diverges from the course of truth and righteousness, one about whom it is inconceivable that he will ever say even a word against his conscience. He is the kind of person who, when he believes in something, does so with utter sincerity and remains faithful to his commitment in all circumstances, a person whose truthfulness of faith is fully testified to by his actions.
And true bearers of witness. Shahid is he who bears witness to the truth both by his word and deed.